New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. They are now accepting applications for more than 800 peak season part-time jobs for the state parks, forests, historic sites, places like that. Part-time jobs include lifeguards, naturalists, history educators, general maintenance workers, visitor service assistants, office staff, things like that. Time frame for this, peak season usually runs Memorial Day through Labor Day. Some parks, they extend positions from April to October, depending on their needs. Applicants such as students and teachers, whose availability might be limited to weekends during when the school year is still in session, for example, are encouraged to apply as there could be some flexibility for some of the shifts, some of the positions. And they've also kicked up the pay rates for the positions. Now you have to act fast on this because, well, they have not a hard deadline, but you should at least put in your preference by before mid-March. Scheduling details of the job related matters, stuff like that. Place to find out more and to get the application, nj.gov/DEP/work-in-parks. nj.gov/DEP/work-in-parks. We'll put the link up at our homepage. I'll give it to you again. Just want to give you some details about some of the jobs. Lifeguards, they're needed all through the state. Salaries start at $18.50 per hour. Prior experience is not necessary, but you do have to pass running, swimming tests before you get the job. State Park Service will train lifeguards in CPR, AEDs, automatic external defibrillator use, first aid, other safety skills. So think of that. You get a part-time job and you get medical training on top of that. You wind up getting a U.S. Life Saving Association certificate after you, of course, successfully complete the training. They have positions all through the state, from High Point, Hopatcong, in the north, to Bass River in Belle Plaine, State Forest in the south. They also are looking for junior lifeguards. These 15 years old, that pays $17 an hour. Now, you can't do lifeguard duties until you're 16, but it provides a head start on training for when you can provide full lifeguard duties, you know, next summer. They need maintenance personnel to help the full-timers do things like mowing lawns, cleaning facilities, removing trash, park improvement projects, other general maintenance functions. That's also part of the deal. That starts at $16 per hour. If you have a skill like carpentry, that might put you in the front of the line. Naturalists, history educators, those are the people who work with park naturalists and historians at centers, historic sites to educate visitors. Starting pay there is $16. Naturalist opportunities also available at Liberty State Park, High Point State Park, Stokes State Forest in the north, Washington Crossing State Park in the central, and places like Island Beach State Park down in South Jersey. History educator positions, you have those openings at Ringwood State Park, Waterloo Village, Twin Lights Historic Center, once again Washington Crossing, Double Trouble Island Beach in the south. There's also visitor service office assistants. You'd help register campers, collect entrance fees, answer phones, do some record keeping, other customer service duties as required. That starts at $16 per hour. They have a lot of job openings, some fun stuff too. Find out more. It's nj.gov/DEP/work-in-parks.